Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, my partner steps aside. And the message at this moment from the other side of the veil to all of you, if you haven't figured it out by now, each of you is an energy generator. And what you choose to generate not only affects you, but those around you, and then they affect others. We have spoken of the shift. In fact, that's all we speak of. It's the reason the channeling is here at all. It's a different kind of channeling in these last 20 years, representing information and help for those who are meant to be here, meant to stay here, and want to find out what they can do that's different for humanity. Dear ones, what you do, how you act, but what you believe you can do is really the catalyst for everything else. And we speak to you individually, but collectively. For what you should know, perhaps, that hasn't been emphasized enough, is the power you have collectively with synchronous thought. Did we ever tell you about the confluence of compassion? When you yawn, have you noticed other people yawn around you? You ever ask why? Is it just suggestion, or is there more? We speak about the contagious laughter of how one happy person who is laughing in front of you can literally rewrite your emotions for that moment. What is happening when you see somebody who's so full of joy, laughing so hard? You can't just watch it, can you? You can't just sit there, can you? You start smiling and then you start laughing with that person. There is physics here. And if you want to call it the physics of consciousness as we've been teaching, or the physics of compassion that we're going to teach, it's more than contagious in 3D. And that's the hard part for you to visualize and understand, that you create ripples. Ripples in the fabric of this planet's atmosphere, if you want to call it that. In its quantumness, if you wish to call it that. In the grid systems, if you wish to call it that. There are principles here that you don't really fully understand yet or haven't studied yet, that creates a synchronous energy that spreads around you and others and can go all over the planet. The artist, Debbie, has shown you something that you should see. It's planetary joy, celebration, and the desire for peace, the desire for compassion. It goes a lot of places. And so as you sit there as a group today, think about what you can accomplish in a few moments with others. It goes way beyond anything you have been told, where there are two or more gathered together. Way beyond that. There will be a way of measuring this soon. More than there is now. There are those on this planet who are dedicated to measuring the effect of compassion globally. It's going to get better. There'll be instruments that will measure what a group can do. It's as few as 600 to affect those around the planet. My partner spoke today because I told him to. Of those who have lost their loved ones a few hours ago. And you concentrate on that and you send peace to them. And let me tell you, this is daily. This is all over the planet. This happens all the time. In places you've never heard of on an individual basis, in countries you've never visited and never will. There is sorrow. And light workers around the planet, I'm going to tell you that the new job is to place joy on this grid. And so those not only in sorrow, but those who would think about committing acts that would cause sorrow may change their minds. Changing consciousness is not fast on this planet, and it's not easy. But the ones who do it are you. You're going to leave this conference today. You're going to be with friends, and there will be meals and laughter and travel. And you'll say, well, that was good. Make it more than good. Make it last with you. Make an impression that you're going to change and do something you didn't do before you got here. Understand the power you have collectively. The technology allows you to gather together in a consciousness, speak to each other across the globe in real time. What are you going to do with that? Have you thought about it? It's the confluence of compassion. It's catchy. Have you ever had somebody who was compassionate to you at a time when you really needed it? Who stood there and they had no agenda except to listen to you or watch you cry? No agenda. They just held your hand. They were just there. That compassion is something that you would then remember for a lifetime. And when you had the opportunity, you could hardly wait to do what they had done for you. Dear ones, it's catchy. You catch it. It goes in and sticks because you remember something that is of God. The message couldn't be clearer. Think these things this day. Stand tall in your compassion, not your empathy. It does not help you to cry for others. It helps you to stand and support others with your maturity and with your wisdom. And so it is.
I am the wisdom of the feminine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change and always reminding you of the unity that is possible within and seemingly without. The resonance is one where there is great joy when one who is in a state of sadness, challenge, change, that which we call hurt, finds that which has been given, and their energy changes. No one came along and said, you don't need to feel that way, or try to fix it, or change it. It's in the hands of the individual who picks up the stone, the card, the message, wherever it comes from, to take the message within, and in their own wisdom, they understand, they decide. We are learning to love in many new and wondrous ways. may there be more smiles in your learning to love, but there will still be more tears. We ask you in your practice of compassion that as you see others or you yourself come into states of being that may not be ones that you would call optimal joy or presence, that you are patient and compassionate with yourself and know that it's an opportunity for you when you are in these states where there may be tears or challenge to love in new and unique ways. Again, this is the practice of compassion. To see one who is there, who is hurting, and without judgment, without assessment, without reason why, to offer the resonance of wholeness in the energy of unconditional, infinite love. Do you understand? It is to validate the human experience. It is to offer an opportunity to see challenge as a new beginning. It is to be compassionate in strength. For indeed, these experiences that break the heart open in ways we never expected give the opportunity for the wisdom of the golden hearts. It is time for the golden hearts. Each one of you, you're finding your way to share, to express, to bring your piece of the puzzle, the healing, the wholeness into this now moment, into this now time, all of it in resonance, in spiritual maturity. We promise you, the less you judge, the more you will see. The less you judge, the more you will understand. The less you judge, the stronger and wiser you become. The energy of compassion is strong upon the planet. And indeed, in this room, we delight for you, each one of you. What would you bring into this room to continue to radiate as golden hearts, to honor the one who opened her heart, who brought forth such a project in the world? What do you bring to this room? Let us hear you. Speak up. What do you add? Love. What else? Light. Joy. Keep going. Keep building. Keep resonating. More. And share. And share. The stones and the project are representations of the golden hearts you will find everywhere. They set off a resonance to remind everyone it's time. And all who participate, and from the one who began it, Debbie, well done for each one of you. Keep sharing. Keep it going, because now is the time. Happy tears. It's finally here. In the resonance of unconditional, infinite love. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. Together, let us affirm. And so I am, And so we are.